Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember by Ram Goldar and today Masechus Baba Basra Daf Chav Gimel. The second parak will Yachbor. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara relates that bloodletters were drawing blood in their property under the shade of Rav Yosef's palm trees, and crows would come to consume the blood and then fly up to the trees and dirty the dates with blood. Rav Yosef said, "Afiku yikurkum hacha, rid me of this crowing. Draw blood elsewhere." Abai asked, "Their action is a mere grumma," and Rav Yosef replied that damaging is forbidden even through grumma. Abai asked that they established a chazaka, having done so for 3 years. Rav Yosef responded that Rabba Bar Avuha ruled, "Ein chazaka l'nizokin." There's no chazaka for damage, meaning he has no right to continue damaging. Although Amoraim say on this Amud that this ruling only applies to extremely objectionable damages such as kutra, smoke from a furnace, or beis hakise, an outhouse where the waste remains visible, Rav Yosef said, "To me, whose nature is delicate, these crows are kikutru ubeis hakisu damuli, like smoke in an outhouse, because I cannot tolerate the bloody dates." Point number two, the next Mishnah states that a dovecot must be distanced 50 amos from a city and from other people's properties, so the doves do not eat their produce. The Mishnah concludes, "Vimlachu, if he purchased property with a dovecot from its previous owner, a field based rova, even if the surrounding area is only a quarter kav, it retains its chazaka to be in this proximity." Our Papa says, "Zosomeres tonin lokeach." This Mishnah demonstrates that we make claims in Beistin on a purchaser's behalf, but tonin liyorish, and we make claims on an orphan's behalf. Although one who occupies property unchallenged for 3 years is believed that the property is his, he must ordinarily explain how it became his, for example, through purchasing it. This Mishnah teaches that if the occupied property was left to an heir or purchaser, he may retain it without claiming how the occupier came to own it, since he may not know. The application regarding orphans is a Mishnah later, and Rapapa's novelty was the application regarding purchasers. Although another Mishnah teaches that if one purchased property with ledges which extend into Rishus Rabim, it retains its chazaka to leave them. Rapapa teaches its application regarding a private neighbor, and the Gemara explains the novelty of each. And point number three, the Gemara compares the relative strength of falling rov, majority, and karov, proximity. Rabbi Chanina said, "Rov v'karov hochin acha rov." In a case where ruling based on majority and proximity would be in conflict, we follow the majority. Although the principles of rov and karov are both d'oraisa, havil hachi ruba adif, even so majority is stronger. He challenged from the Mishnah, "Nipo ha-nimsa b'tocha mishim amma," if a young bird was found within 50 ammas of a dovecot, harushal ba shovach, it belongs to the dovecot's owner. This seems to apply even if there's a larger dovecot further away, yet we assume it came from the closer one. The Gemara ultimately answers, "B'medad, this Mishnah's case is a bird which hops and cannot yet fly, because Rav Ukva Bar Chama said that a hopping bird does not hop further than 50 ammas. Therefore, it's known to be from the dovecot within 50 ammas and not the larger one further away. If it's not within 50 ammas of any dovecot, it must have flown and belongs to the finder, since it could have come from anywhere." Rabbi Yirmi asks what the halacha is if a hopping bird is found with 1 foot within 50 amos of a dovecot and 1 foot outside of it. He was removed from the base of midrash for this question. Rashi explains that they ejected him because he was bothering them with an absurd question. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara relates that bloodletters were drawing blood in their property under the shade of Rav Yosef's palm trees, and crows would come to consume the blood and then fly up to the trees and dirty the dates with blood. Rav Yosef said, "Afiku yikurkum hacha, rid me of this crowing. Draw blood elsewhere." Abai asked that their action is a mere grumma, and Rav Yosef replied that damaging is forbidden even through grumma. Abai asked that they established a chazaka, having done so for 3 years. Rav Yosef responded that Rabba Bar Avuha ruled, "Ein chazaka l'nizokin." There's no chazaka for damage, meaning he has no right to continue damaging. Although Amoraim say on this Amud that this ruling only applies to extremely objectionable damages such as kutra, smoke from a furnace, or beis hakise, an outhouse where the waste remains visible, Rav Yosef said, "To me, whose nature is delicate, these crows are kikutru ubeis hakisu damuli, like smoke in an outhouse, because I cannot tolerate the bloody dates." Point number two, the next Mishnah states that a dovecot must be distanced 50 amos from a city and from other people's properties, so the doves do not eat their produce. The Mishnah concludes, "Vimlachu, if he purchased property with a dovecot from its previous owner, a field-based rova, even if the surrounding area is only a quarter kav, it retains its chazaka to be in this proximity." Our Papa says, "Zosomeres tonin lokeach." This Mishnah demonstrates that we make claims in Beistin on a purchaser's behalf, but tonin liyorish, and we make claims on an orphan's behalf. Although one who occupies property unchallenged for 3 years is believed that the property is his, he must ordinarily explain how it became his, for example, through purchasing it. This Mishnah teaches that if the occupied property was left to an heir or purchaser, he may retain it without claiming how the occupier came to own it, since he may not know. The application regarding orphans is a Mishnah later, and Rapapa's novelty was the application regarding purchasers. Although another Mishnah teaches that if one purchased property with ledges which extend into Rishus Rabim, it retains its chazaka to leave them. Rav Papa teaches its application regarding a private neighbor, and the Gemara explains the novelty of each. And point number three, the Gemara compares the relative strength of following rov, majority, and karov, proximity. Rabbi Chanina said, rov v'karov hochin achar rov. In a case where ruling based on majority and proximity would be in conflict, we follow the majority. Although the principles of rov and karov are both d'oraisa, havil hachi ruba adif, even so majority is stronger. He challenged from the Mishnah, Nipo ha-nimsa b'tocha mishim amma, if a young bird was found within 50 ammas of a dovecote, harushal ba ha-shovach, it belongs to the dovecote's owner. This seems to apply even if there's a larger dovecote further away, yet we assume it came from the closer one. The Gemara ultimately answers, b'medad, this Mishnah's case is a bird which hops and cannot yet fly, because Rav Ukva bar Chama said that a hopping bird does not hop further than 50 ammas. Therefore, it's known to be from the dovecote within 50 ammas and not the larger one further away. If it's not within 50 ammas of any dovecote, it must have flown and belongs to the finder, since it could have come from anywhere. Rabbi Yirmi asks what the halacha is if a hopping bird is found with 1 foot within 50 amos of a dovecote and 1 foot outside of it. He was removed from the Beis Hamidrash for this question. Rashi explains that they ejected him because he was bothering them with an absurd question. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Chaf Gimel, and our standard Siman is Kugelach, which is a game that children play. It's like playing jacks. So here goes. The boy's getting bloody playing Kugelach under a date tree where a bloodletter worked. Watched a rabbi chase away crows during his dates because ain chazaka l'nizakin, and heard one of the bloodletter's clients disclose that he had no idea how his seller had obtained the rights to keep a dovecote so close to town, and that the dove found nearby was his because it couldn't fly yet, and the principle of rov v'karov doesn't apply to it. Once again, slow motion. The boy's getting bloody playing Kugelach, Kugelach. That must be on Daf Chav Gimel. The boy's getting bloody playing Kugelach under a date tree where a bloodletter worked. Watched a rabbi chase away crows during his dates because ein chazaka nizakin, which reminds us. The Gemara relates that bloodletters were drawing blood in their property under the shade of Rav Yosef's palm trees, and crows would come to consume the blood and then fly up to the trees and dirty the dates with blood. Rav Yosef said, rid me of this crowing, draw blood elsewhere. Abaya asked if their action is a mere grama, and Rav Yosef replied that damaging is forbidden even through grama. Abaya said they established a chazaka having done so for 3 years. Rav Yosef responded that Rabbi Bar Avuha replied, ain chazak when nizakin. There is no chazaka for damage, meaning he has no right to continue damaging. So the boy's getting bloody playing Kugelach under a date tree where a bloodletter worked. Watched the rabbi chase away crows during his dates because ain chazaka when nizakin, and heard one of the bloodletter's clients disclose that he had no idea how a seller had obtained the rights to keep a dovecote so close to town. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a dovecote must be distanced 50 ammas from a city and from other people's property, so the doves don't eat their produce. The Mishnah concludes, if he purchased property with a dovecote from its previous owner, a fuel based rova, even if the surrounding area is only a quarter cub, it retains its chazaka to be in this proximity. So the boy's getting bloody playing Kugelach under a date tree where a bloodletter worked. Watched a rabbi chase away crows during his dates because ain chazaka l'nizakin, and heard one of the bloodletter's clients disclose that he had no idea how his seller had obtained the rights to keep a dovecote so close to town, and that the dove found nearby was his because it couldn't fly yet, and the principle of rov v'karov doesn't apply to it, which reminds us. The Gemara compares the relative strength of following rov, majority, and karov, proximity. V'chanina said, rov v'karov hochin achar rov. In a case where a ruling based on majority and proximity would be in conflict, we follow the majority. Although the principles of rov v'karov are both the raisa of yilachi ruba adif, even so majority is stronger. He's challenged from the Mishnah, nipo nimsa b'toch hamishim amma. If a young bird was found within 50 ammas of a dovecote, it belongs to the dovecote's owner. This seems to apply even if there's a larger dovecote further away, yet we assume it came from the closer one. The Gemara ultimately answers the Mishnah's case is a bird which hops and cannot yet fly, because Rav Ukva bar Chama said that a hopping bird does not hop further than 50 ammas. Therefore, it's known to be from the dovecote within 50 ammas and not the larger one further away. So once again, the boy's getting bloody playing Kugelach under a date tree where a bloodletter worked. Watched a rabbi chase away crows during his dates because ain chazaka l'nizakin, and heard one of the bloodletter's clients disclose that he had no idea how a seller had obtained the rights to keep a dovecote so close to town, and that the dove found nearby was his because it couldn't fly yet, and the principle of rov v'karov doesn't apply to it. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Chazara. Daf Yotes. So the Siman Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. The captain of the yacht, that must be on Daf Yotes. The captain of the yacht carrying away a pile of flintstones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph listed slime, flint stones, among materials which must be distanced from a neighbor's wall because the heat they generate damages it. The Gemara explains that a Mishnah in Shabbos regarding wrapping foods does not mention stones because they break the pot and are never used for wrapping. So the captain of the yacht, carrying away a pile of Flintstones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall, forgot to tell his son not to plant seeds too close to the wall, since their roots would eventually soften the soil, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that seeds must be distanced 3 tefachim from a neighbor's wall. Although one would normally have to distance his planting from his neighbor's wall anyway, both because of plowing and because of the constant watering, the Mishnah's ruling is necessary for one planting mamapolis yad, by tossing of the hand without furrows in Eretz Yisrael, which relies on rainwater. So the captain of the yacht, carrying away a pile of Flintstones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall, forgot to tell his son not to plant seeds too close to the wall, since their roots would eventually soften the soil. As he was distracted eating a wafer kneaded with fruit juice that he found in a tefach by tefach opening between two cabins where a mace was lying in one, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses items left in an opening which is a tefach by tefach between two rooms under one roof. If the item would halakhically reduce the size of the opening, tomb of a mace in one room would not spread to the second room. Shmuel said, Rakik inum amayit b'chalon, a wafer left in an opening does not reduce the size of the opening since it's likely to be removed to be eaten. Daf Chaf, so the Sim Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The cafe, that must be more on Daf Chaf. The cafe with a wanted goy tied up and sitting in the window, blocking the tumas mace from spreading to the room next door, which reminds us, a brisa lists numerous items which reduce an opening regarding tumah of a mace spreading into the next room. The Gemara explains why each item will not be moved and therefore qualifies to reduce the opening size. Among the cases is an idolater who is not susceptible to tumah, sitting in the opening and he cannot walk away because the case is where he's tied up. The Gemara asks that his friend will untie him and concludes that he's b'chavushei malchus, a prisoner of the government, so that no one will untie him. So the cafe with a wanted goy tied up and sitting in the window blocking the tumas mace from spreading to the room next door, which had a pastry oven with four amos of venting room above it to protect the floor above, which reminds us, the next mission states, well, yamid adam taner b'toch habayis, a person may not set up an oven in a house, elim ken yesh al gabav gova arba amos, unless there are dalet amos of airspace above it so it doesn't set the ceiling on fire and spread to other houses. If it's in an upper story, 3 tefachim of plaster must be underneath to prevent the floor from catching fire. So the cafe with a wanted goy tied up and sitting in the window, blocking the tumas mace from spreading to the room next door, which had a pastry oven with four amos of venting room above it to protect the floor above, was being picketed by members of the chatzu who claimed they can't sleep from all the noise from customers coming in to get their morning coffee. Which reminds us, the next mishnah states that if a resident of a chatzur opens a store in the chatzur, another resident can protest, "Ini yachulishol mikol nichnasim mikol yotzin, I cannot sleep because of the noise of your customers entering and leaving the chatzur." However, one may manufacture utensils in the chatzur and go out and sell them in the marketplace, and another cannot protest and say, "Ini yachulishol, I can't sleep, or mikol patish, because of the noise of the hammer, because of the noise of the mill, or because of the noise of the children." Daf Chaf Alv. So the Siman Daf Chaf Alv is a car because Bostonians pronounce car, ka. So here goes. The father in the race car, car. That must be more in Daf Chaf Alv, ka. The father in the race car dropping his boy off at one of the many Ben Gamal Chadarim, which reminds us, Rav said, Baram, Zachor Oysa Isha Tov. Indeed, that man should be remembered favorably, namely, Yeshua Ben Gamla, She'imalehu Nishtachach Torah Yisrael, because if not for him, the Torah would have been forgotten from Yisrael. Originally, a child was taught Torah by his father because of a drasha, that one must teach his sons, and those without a father would not learn Torah. Ultimately, after other attempts to improve the situation failed, Yeshua Ben Gamla instituted She'imoshiv Melamdin Tinokos, that they should install teachers of children b'chol medino medin b'chol ir v'ir in every province and every town u'machnison k'ben sheish u'k'ben sheva, and bring the children in when they're 6 or 7 years old. So the father in the race car dropping his boy off at one of the many Ben Gamal Chadarim chose the cheder with a new Rebbe who teaches at a faster pace than the previous Rebbe had taught, which reminds us, Rav said that if there's another teacher available who teaches more material than the current one, we do not replace the current teacher because the second teacher might become lax in his teaching, believing he's unrivaled and will not be replaced. Rav Dim of Narda disagreed. Kol Shekein Degar Is Tvei, all the more so he'll teach more because Kina Sofrim Tarbei Chochma, jealousy between scholars increases wisdom. The new teacher will work even harder to prevent the former teacher from embarrassing him because of jealousy. So the father in the race car, dropping his boy off at one of the many Ben Gamal Chadarim, chose the cheder with the new Rebbe who teaches at a faster pace than the previous Rebbe had taught, which was right next to a new bathhouse that had opened right next to the old bathhouse, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses whether one can intrude on another's business by opening up the same shop in his vicinity. A braisa allows opening a store next to a neighbor's store or a bathhouse next to a neighbor's bathhouse because he can say, Ata osa b'toch shelcha, you're doing what you want in your property, v'ani osa b'toch sheli, and I'm doing what I want
in my property.
Daf Chav Beis. So the Siman Daf Chav Beis is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. After the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, cab? That must be on Daf Chav Beis. After the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, where he set up shop since he was a Surba Murabanan, which reminds us, Ezra decreed that Rochin, peddlers of cosmetics, can go from town to town to sell and can't be prevented by local salesmen, so that cosmetics will be available to Benois Yisrael, provided that they eventually leave, unless they are Surba Murabanan, who are permitted to set up shop, since going around will distract them from their learning. So after the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, where he set up shop since he was a Surba Murabanan, in the space between two walls so his customers would tread the ground, strengthening it, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishia Kosel Samach Kosel Chaver, one whose wall was near his neighbor's wall, Lo Yismachu Kosel Acher, he may not place another wall near the neighbor's wall unless he distances it, Dalad Amos, from the neighbor's wall. Rava says the Mishnah's case is where the first wall was near his neighbor's wall, at a distance of Dalad Amos, and after it fell, he could not build a second wall closer than those Dalad Amos. The reason is that Davsha Dahacha Mali Lohasim, the treading, meaning the people walking here between the walls, is beneficial there to the ground under his wall by strengthening the ground underneath. So, after the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, where he set up shop since he was a Surba Murabanan, in the space between two walls so his customers would tread the ground strengthening it, he made sure his ladder displaying his cosmetics was at least Dalad Amos away from a nearby Davkot, because Ramba bin Nizakin Asur, although he's pater from paying, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Marchik Nesasul Min HaShovach Arba Amos, one must distance the ladder Dalad Amos from a neighbor's Davkot, Kedei Shaloi Tikbots and Nemiya, so that a Martin should not jump from the ladder into the Dovecote. Rav Tuvia Bar Masna said, Zosomer is Gramba Ben Yizakin Aser. This Mishnah teaches the cause of damages is forbidden, although exempt from paying. All right, so now it's time to conclude with the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss why stones and sand are each missing from a different list of items which generate heat? That's on Dov. Your task. And number two, which stuff do you know one must distance a ladder Dalad Amos from a neighbor's Dovecote? That's on Dov. Chabez. Good. Number three, which stuff do we discuss safety requirements for ovens in houses? That's on Dov. Chav. Good. Number four, which stuff do we discuss the case of bloodletters causing crows to dirty Rav Yosef's dates? And we learn, Ein Chazaku in Yizakin. That's on Dov. Chav Gimel. Good. Number five, which stuff do we the case of a storeroom that's being damaged by smoke from a bakery that was illegally placed downstairs? That's on Dov. Yodchas. Good. Number six, which of the one that foot traffic between walls is beneficial to a wall as it strengthens the ground underneath? That's on Dov. Chabez. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you discuss the question of which is preferred, a Rebbe who teaches more but is imprecise, or one who is precise but teaches less? That's on Dov. Chavav. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you one if occupied property was left to an Arab purchaser, he may retain it without claiming how the occupier came to own it? That's on Dov. Chav Gimel. Good. Number nine, which of the one that Yeshua ben Gamla prevented Torah from being forgotten by instituting that Chadarim should be established in every city? That's on Dov. Chav Aleph. Good. Number ten, which stuff do we discuss Rov Vakarov and the case of a hopping bird? That's on Dov. Chav Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichron Mishnah. Great day and great learning.